identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
WCFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, there's a company in Japan that is giving the opportunity to older citizens to make some money. This is kind of interesting. And I got to be honest with you. I might be interested in doing something like this too. Not using the service, but being part of it. I don't think it's available here in the States, but I'll tell you what it is in a little bit. Maybe you entrepreneurs out there might want to start one of these right here in the Chippewa Valley. Okay, stay close. Right now it's Madonna, 105.7 CFW.
I don't want to be your prisoner, so baby, won't you set me free?
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
County Crows, Mr. Jones, and him are going to be big stars. It's Mike McKay along with you. Happy Tuesday. I hope it's going to be a great day today. Coming up now, this is a little bit of little ways away yet. It's not until September, but put this on your calendar to do because it's going to be the inaugural, the kickoff, the first ever barbecue fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. It's going to be Saturday, September 6th. It's going to be such a fun day. There's going to be all kinds of barbecuers that are going to competing for, you know, best flavored sauce and barbecue ribs, whatever, all that stuff. So that's going to be going on, but there's going to be all kinds of food. There's going to be beverages. There is going to be fun for the kids as well. This is going to be a family event. There's going to be, did I mention music? Yes, there's going to be music as well. And the best part is this entire event, it's going to be free to attend. Now, of course, the food and beverages and things you'll be paying for, but to get into the grounds, it's going to be free. The first ever barbecue fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, Saturday, September 6th, and 105.7 CFW. We are your official station for Barbecue Fest. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. So put it on your calendar and make sure you join us.
Baby, love the way.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. There goes the Bee Gees, Night Fever. It's McKay in the morning along with you. There is a company in Japan. They're called Client Services. I came across this, and it's very interesting. They offer all sorts of different convenience services to people. One of the things that they offer is something that they call OK Grandma. And for about $23 an hour, you can rent Grandma. That's right. You can rent a senior woman between the ages of 60 and 94 to come to your house, and she might cook you a homemade meal if you'd like that, or give you some life advice, or maybe you just want to hang out and chit-chat. You're missing your grandma, and you just want to chit-chat with an older woman, grandma, and you can rent her. This is in Japan. Is there anything like that around here? Do we have a rent a grandma, or anybody know, or rent a grandpa that could come over and, you know, rent a grandpa would be great and come over and tell you you're doing stuff wrong and you're making a mess of things. You need to straighten out your life. I could do that if somebody would like to. If somebody'd like to rent me, I could be a rent a grandpa. Here's Men at Work now. Who can it be now? 105.7 CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
year. The mountains that we moved caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore. Against the wind, we were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about pain or even how much I owe. Well, those drifter's days are past me now. I've got so much. And commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against the wind. Well, I'm older now and still running against.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, some more. Bob Seger, Against the Wind. It's Mike McKay along with you today, the 29th of July. It's National Lasagna Day. Yummy. Love lasagna. So good. It's also National Chicken Wing today. I love chicken wings. Man, oh, but it's got to be the bone-in for me. I don't know. I know a lot of people like the boneless wings. It's got to be the bone-in wings. I'm going to need some ranch to dip it in and just get in there. And oh, man, I could chow on wings, chicken wings. A matter of fact, head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW, and let me know what you got to say. Chicken wings, bone-in or boneless? And extra points for, you know, what you want to dip them in, okay? So let me know. And do you like your wings, you know, hot wings? You want them just regular? See, I like just regular wings. I don't want anything on them because I'll put my own stuff on them, you know, the ranch and whatnot. I like just chicken wings. I mean, it's that easy, that simple, that's it. I'm an easy guy, a simple guy. So head over to our Facebook page or text me through the Civic Media app at 1057CFW. You can always drop me a voice message, too, if you'd like, through that Civic Media app. Click that microphone icon and tell me, what do you think for this National Chicken Wing Day? Bone in or boneless?
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. But don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you. You don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So, if you're mad, get mad. Don't hold it all inside. Come on and talk to me.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
It's Animal Motion Obsession 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Got a text from Jeremy. He said, I don't care, Mike, chicken wings. Bone in, boneless, I love them all. I like my wings hot, but I'll take them with nothing on them. I'm with you too. Ranch dressing, got to dip them in the ranch. Thanks, love your show. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate that. How about you? Stop by our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Let me know. Put it out there. It's National Chicken Wing Day today. Do you prefer boneless or bone-in? I'm a bone-in guy. Matter of fact, it's been a long time, but I used to. Now, this was years ago. I'm sure they don't do this anymore. But when we lived in Menominee, we used to live in the south end of Menominee. We lived down in Birch Creek area down there. That's where our house was, in that Birch Creek spot. And so we were just a couple of blocks away from the Great Escape. And they used to do like 25-cent chicken wings on, I think it was Wednesdays that they did that. And we would go down there and I would go, just keep them coming. Don't stop. If you even look in my direction, just bring me some more. Just keep them coming. Man, those were so good. Oh, now I want some chicken wings. Bone-in chicken wings with plenty of ranch dressing. So how about you? Stop on by our Facebook page or text me through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. What do you think? Chicken wings, bone-in or boneless?
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Know what the internet is good for? Funny cat videos?
That too. But I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too. But I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about...
The big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Lasker's.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Lasker's wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Lasker's. Just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at Lasker's.com.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. Nearly 140,000 people over the age of 55 are facing homelessness. Healthcare in Action is a mobile unit helping to bring care.
These are folks who are kind of entering the stage where they're starting to have, you know, multiple complex chronic medical conditions that need to be met, and they're just not being met. They're also the most vulnerable.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards is coming up this week. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Companies can apply for the awards themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can be submitted until Thursday. The awards ceremony will be held in November. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for special hunting and trapping seasons is coming up. Residents interested in applying for bobcat and fisher permits only have until Friday to apply. Harvest permits will be awarded through a preference point lottery system. Residents interested in the first sharp-tailed grouse hunt in the state since 2018 also have until Friday to apply for a limited permit drawing. The sharp-tailed grouse hunting season this fall will run from October 18th to November 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it is no longer working to trap the bear that attacked a 69-year-old Comstock woman earlier this month. According to a press release, DNR officials have seen no sign of the bear after 2 weeks of surveillance. A number of traps set in the area caught 6 bears in total, but none of those bears were the one responsible for the unusual Barron County attack. The Comstock woman was taken to the hospital following the attack, and DNR officials say she is now in stable condition and recovering well. The town of Washington has reached an important milestone in its push to become a village to prevent the annexation of more of its land. The city of Eau Claire and the city of Altoona have annexed a number of pieces of land from the town for utility expansion and affordable housing projects. Last week, the Eau Claire County Circuit Court approved the town's petition for incorporation, a significant step in the process that will take years to complete. Residents of the town of Washington have eagerly supported the effort to become a village over the last year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow, high upper 70s. Currently, it's 66.
CFW.
Tells you nothing's wrong.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay along with you. If you like cars, classic cars, you're going to want to be out, of course, this Sunday. The Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds Indian Head Swap Meet and Car Show is this Sunday, the annual event. It's going to be, that is so great out there. Classic cars, food, refreshments. They're going to have a kids scavenger hunt this year. Proceeds, of course, always benefit the local charities. If you want some more info, you can look them up on Facebook, the Indian Head Swap Meet and Car Show, or if you go to NWSFA, Northern Wisconsin State Fair Association, NWSFA.com. All the info is there for you. So it's going to be a great time this Sunday. The annual event, the Indian Head Swap Meet and Car Show at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And of course, if you've got something going on, an event, some type of fundraiser, drop us a message through our Civic Media app at 1057 CFW or text us info. You can email us info at WCFW.FM. You tell us about it, and we'll be sure to pass it on.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. There we go, our separate ways. We always had time on our sides. Now it's fading.
1057 CFW.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.